Roy Matsumoto was a Japanese-American who fought during World War II. He was honored for his service behind enemy lines in Burma. While Roy fought for the Americans, three of his brothers were fighting for the Japanese. His father was living in Hiroshima.
Matsumoto died in Friday Harbor just this past April at the age of 100. His extraordinary life is the subject of a new documentary called Honor and Sacrifice. It airs on Sunday on KCTS Channel 9. Recently, one of the film's directors, Don Sellers, and Roy's daughter, Karen Matsumoto, came by. After Pearl Harbor, Roy, like 120,000 other Japanese Americans, was sent to an internment camp. Despite that, he volunteered to serve in the U.S. military. His daughter, Karen Matsumoto, explains.
Well, he told me he wanted to get out of the camps, and that was one way to do that. I think he was very, very depressed. It was a really horrible place. Jerome, Arkansas was built basically in a swamp. There was a lot of disease, yellow fever, tuberculosis. There were very few doctors. Most of the medical help were Japanese that were interned in the camps. And so I think even though he was in the camps only a short time, he just really wanted to get out of there.
So Roy Matsumoto's Japanese language proficiency led him to be recruited by the Army. This was very desirable. We were fighting the Japanese. And he volunteered for this mission that was behind enemy lines in Burma with this group that became known as Merrill's Marauders. Don Sellers, what was their mission?
Their mission was to open the Burma Road. At that time, the United States during World War II was an ally of China in the war against the Japanese. And the Burma Road was the principal way that China was had been before the war gotten goods from Rangoon. They had gone up the Burma Road into China. The Japanese cut the Burma Road, and the Allies decided that it would be advantageous for them to reopen it.
The Merrill's Marauders' task was incredibly difficult. There's incredible hardships involved with these soldiers.
As it's described by the military historian that we interview in the movie, it's some of the worst terrain in the world. It was some of the worst fighting conditions of World War II. The amount of disease was enormous. The mountainous terrain and the jungle, the only way that they could move around were using pack animals. They couldn't bring any kind of mechanized vehicles through a lot of the terrain that they were in.
A key moment in the documentary and in Roy's service in Merrill's Marauders takes place when his unit was holding a bridge and they were facing heavy opposition. Here's a clip from the film where Roy, Grant Hirabayashi, and Lieutenant Ed McLogan describe what happened.
And at dawn, the attack, they charged up the hill. And Mr. McLogan waited till they were within 15 yards, and then they opened up with all the automatic weapon, and they annihilated the enemy. While the second wave that was coming up, they saw what happened. They hit the ground, and Roy, thinking that they may withdraw to fight another day, he rose from his foxhole and gave command in Japanese, charge, charge.
Well, I was standing right beside him when he called out to the advancing Japanese to charge. They were stalled, and then he stood up and waved his rifle and said, charge, charge. And
so that's why they went up.
And charged they did, only to face the same fate as the first wave. And when the battle was over, they counted 52 bodies, including two officers. With that, the siege was over.
A short section of the documentary, Honor and Sacrifice. It's the story of Ray Matsumoto and an incredible thing that he was doing with the U.S. military, which he was eventually decorated for. So Roy, it's an incredible scene that this is described there. Roy knew the exact dialect and the exact command to give for charge. How was he able to trick the attackers into running straight into this withering gunfire? They apparently thought that he was one of their commanders.
Yes, and the Japanese army were particularly obedient to those kind of orders. And so when they heard the order, they went for it, even though it meant that they were going to, you know, their deaths doing so.
after this experience with Merrill's Marauders, Roy Matsumoto was still in the military. He was still serving as an interpreter. And he went on to interview Japanese people in China who'd been captured. And there he got the news of the atomic bomb attack on Hiroshima. This is where his father and his family lived. What happened after he got that news, Karen?
Well, it was really interesting because he was interrogating prisoners in Shanghai. And then, just by coincidence, I signed to interview his cousin, Harry Omoto. Of course, the first thing that his cousin said was that your family was safe, and assuming that my dad knew about the bombing. My father had assumed that, you know, everyone was annihilated. My grandfather's photography studio was 2.5 blocks from the epicenter of the bomb.
I can't imagine what was going through his head in that interim when he knew that Hiroshima had been completely devastated and probably assumed that his entire family had been annihilated at the same time. And here he was serving in the army that did that.
And, I can't even imagine what the experience was like for him thinking about his family. But then he had just gone through Burma where all of his buddies, you know, were in peril the entire time. They were in the jungles fighting. And so after going through that experience and then thinking that his family had died in the bombing of Hiroshima, I can't even imagine what his feelings were then.
Well, it was another extraordinary coincidence. Roy learned that his brother Esau was in prison in Shanghai, so he went to visit.
He was surprised, too, but he recognized me, even though I'm in uniform. He didn't know, and he had not the slightest idea I'm going to come see him. But this is one of the coincidences, you know. And he was happy to see me, recognize me, even though I'm in uniform, see. So I'm talking about a couple hours. I was supposed to be interrogating other people, but, I'm my own boss, you know. So then I sat down with my brother in about a couple hours and explained me all the family thing, what happened.
The voice of Roy Matsumoto from the documentary Honor and Sacrifice, encountering his brother in a prisoner of war camp. So three of Roy's brothers fought for the Japanese, and Roy, and as I understand it, one other brother fought for the U.S. What impact did that fact that they'd fought on different sides in the war have on the family after the war?
I think one thing that was typical with Japanese families is that when parts of the family were in a foreign country, such as the United States or South America, which was very typical for Japanese families at that time, that the family that went to away from Japan were not necessarily ostracized, but considered black sheep. So it was mm-hmm. very interesting that I think that caused kind of a real chasm between the families. Mm-hmm. And so it was interesting because he really didn't have that much contact with his family in Japan, except occasionally. It was really wonderful because with the making of the film, it really brought the family back together.
How?
We were able to bring my grandfather Wakaji's photographs to light and, for probably the first time that they are ever seen in this country. And they were popularized in Hiroshima for a short time when they found the photographs. But just the recognition of what my father and my uncle went through as American citizens fighting against the Japanese, because most of my family had no idea of that experience. They had no idea what they did during the war.
Karen Matsumoto is Roy Matsumoto's daughter, and she narrates the film Honor and Sacrifice. Don Sellers is the co-director of the film. You can see it on KCTS. It'll be airing Sunday evening, May 25th. It has been awarded the Eric Barnow Award for the Organization of American Historians for outstanding programming in documentary film concerned with American history. This is The Record on KUOW.